Chris Hipkins is with us today. Thanks so much for joining us, Chris Tenakwe.
Kia ora, Dale. Great to talk to you.
You too, mate. Thank you, Chris. Look, patriarchal noise is a term that Debbie was using, a failure to apologise, and a whole lot of matters leading back to, I guess, middle-aged men, not referring to you so much, running the show. And she's hot about the issue of cervical cancer screening and mistakes made there. Does she mirror your concerns? What are you reading into this situation, Chris?
Winston Peters would probably take it as a compliment to be called middle-aged. But the reality, I think, is that we're seeing a government that's not focused on where it should be focused. It's not focused on the cost of living. It's not focused on getting people back into jobs. It's not focused on improving the quality of our healthcare or making sure that people have homes, places to call home. It's focused on itself. They're arguing amongst themselves. They're picking fights with people at a time when we actually need a common sense of purpose. We need to bring the country together to try and create a better future, because I think everyone can see that the direction that we're heading in at the moment is the wrong one.
That's the feeling we're getting. We've got unemployment figures coming out today as well, so I'll touch on them in a moment. But can we just clarify your stance on the English language bill, which Labor described as unnecessary and largely symbolic, yet the party ultimately voted in favour of it? How do you explain that decision, and what message do you think it sends to Māori voters about Labor's commitment to the treaty?
The bill making English an official language is designed to create a distraction. What the people promoting, the New Zealand First Act National, what they want more than anything else is to see people on our side of the political aisle arguing against English language becoming an official language of New Zealand, because then they can accuse us of all sorts of things. And they get exactly the fight that they want. I don't want to give them that fight. The bill is a complete waste of time. It makes no material difference to the English language whatsoever. But I'm not going to give them the cultural fight that they want, because then they can use that to attack Māori. They can use that to attack Pacific people. They can use it to attack ethnic minorities. And I don't want to give them that platform.
Tēnā koe. The tribunal's come into focus this week because of the findings against the legislation that looks to demean aspects of the treaty. You'd be well familiar. But how do you see the tribunal? Is it still relevant? And many governments, including your own in previous iterations, have somewhat ignored the findings of the tribunal. Even UN special rapporteurs, when Māori issues surface, what would you say of the latest decision, and how easily and conveniently this coalition government have ignored its findings?
I think the tribunal should now has the opportunity to revert to its original purpose. Its original purpose, when it was first established, was to resolve contemporary issues around the treaty. And then over the next 20, 30 years, it got diverted. A lot of its attention got diverted into resolving historic grievances. And that was a really important role for the tribunal to play. Now, with many of those historic issues dealt with one way or the other, it's a really good opportunity for the tribunal to return back to what it was originally set up to do, which was to help give contemporary relevance to the treaty and modern day decision making. And for that to happen, I think the tribunal needs to, refocus its energy on that. I think they're doing a lot of that themselves now already. But the government needs to slow down a little bit in decision making in these areas, take more time to consult more widely, take more time to take on board what the tribunal is saying, hopefully have things that are a little bit more deliberative and consultative rather than antagonistic. And I think that would be the best way for us to, continue to advance the principles of the treaty, the real principles of the treaty, not the one David Seymour thinks we have.
Tēnā koe. It feels as though this coalition government has been the most hostile in recent memory to Māori growth and aspirations. What specific steps would Labor take to strengthen and restore the relationship between the Crown and Māori, which quite obviously across the 2.5 years has been, our peoples have been pushed apart rather than the kotahitanga we seek moving forward?
Well, first thing we do is scrap the very divisive bill that they're working on at the moment to basically extinguish the treaty from statute, so to basically to edit all of the treaty provisions in existing law unilaterally without proper consultation and without consideration of what it's actually going to mean in the flow on consequences. So we would ditch that bill for starters. then we would actually slow down. I think we need to rebuild relationships. They've been badly damaged. I think we need to make sure that we're upholding the agreements that we've already entered into in terms of treaty settlements. I think the Crown is at risk of falling into default on its side of the deal on a lot of treaty settlements that have already been agreed. And so I think we need to make sure that we are upholding our side of the bargain in all of those areas. And then we need to make sure that we're working together on some of those big long-standing issues like educational achievement, like disparate outcomes, inequitable health outcomes. And I think we'll only succeed in doing those if we work collaboratively.
I found it amazing that someone said, we should teach our teachers how to handle kids physically. I thought it was absolutely bizarre. Chris, you're bold enough as a government to advance the Māori Health Authority, that of course dismantled by this mob. There are hopes that when and if you're able to get the reins of power that you would reinstate a kaupapa of that type. Now we've had a voice from Parliament, not necessarily from the Red Bench, advancing the idea of a Māori Education Authority. So these are interesting kaupapa. Might you be kind enough to just give us a couple of thoughts about it? A reinstatement of the Māori Health Authority. Would Labor support the establishment of a Māori Education Authority? And if not, what would be the basis of your hesitation?
The idea, the kaupapa of a by Māori for Māori approach when it comes to health and education is one that the Labor Party absolutely endorses. We learned a lot from the Māori Health Authority experience, particularly the fact that if you can't get the other side on board with it, the people who get involved in it, the people who support it, get badly burned by the experience. There were a number of really prominent Māori who got involved in the establishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority, who felt really upset by what happened when the incoming government just unilaterally abolished it and have indicated that they don't want to go through that process again. So the overall objective stays the same, but the question is, can we achieve that in other ways that might last a bit longer in the event that in the future there's a change of government with different priorities? And where Labor's heading at the moment is that a more devolved approach is probably a way to get a by Māori for Māori approach in a more enduring way. So if we devolve more of the funding and the resource directly to Māori health providers, directly to Māori iwi-led education provision, then we're more likely to get something that's going to last the distance rather than something that just get overturned in future if there's another change of government.
Tēnā koe. You've already said you can't work with Winston. Should he be censured? What do you make of the Speaker's role in this fracas, serving as an international embarrassment? Should apologise and he won't. I mean, is this too another policy of distraction? And what did you make of the outburst? Where do you think this one should go, if anywhere?
I've been really surprised at just how far Winston Peters has gone in this regard. You know, before he's always pushed the limits. He's always, pushed it a bit far. But this time he seems to have gone further than he ever has before. And I'm disappointed that the Speaker's not, upholding basic standards in Parliament. But I think the person that most New Zealanders are entitled to be disappointed with is the Prime Minister. It's his job to uphold the standards that are expected of government ministers. When Winston Peters stepped out of line under Jim Bolger, he got sacked. When he did it under Jenny Shipley, he got sacked. When there was that scandal around his donations during the time Helen Clark was Prime Minister, he got stood down as a minister. Christopher Luxon's not even willing to tell him off publicly for it. It's absolutely weak. And New Zealanders, I think, deserve better from their government.
Okay. Today's unemployment figures are coming out. Look, I know that the coalition government is pressing on about the geopolitical situation, war in the Ukraine, Straits of Hormuz, etc. But what we do know is that the unemployment rate will sit at around 5.5%, the worst in a decade. What we do know is that the Māori unemployment rate will eclipse that, perhaps triple or even four times that figure. We're not investing in our young people. These are the most desperate times that anyone can recall outside of war or the Great Depression. What would you say about the failure of this coalition government when promising so much 2.5 years ago, and how they have failed to deliver and we see our people going backwards at a fast rate of knots.
Make no bones about it. This government has failed on its main commitment to get New Zealanders back to work. They said they were going to reduce the number of people on benefits, and the number of people on benefits has gone up, even though they're making it harder to access those benefits. So they're not actually helping people into sustainable long-term employment, which should be the goal of any government. Get the country working, get people back to work. That's not what this government have been doing. So today's unemployment numbers are likely to show unemployment going up. That's another indictment on this government. Unemployment's going up, the economy's been shrinking, cost of living's been going up. All of the major economic indicators are pointing in the wrong direction under this government.
It feels at times like you're keeping your cards close to your chest or your gunpowder dry when it comes to announcing policies. And I know that you have some pride in what you've already announced. Is that enough for New Zealanders as we move into November? Or are we to expect some big ticket items and policies to come closer to election time? Are you satisfied with what you've been able to say? Because your ratings and poll numbers are pretty encouraging. Even though there haven't been a lot of more policy announcements other than the ones that we already know of.
I think we're driving the National Party mad at the moment, because what they desperately want to do is scaremonger about what a future Labor government would do, and the policies that we're announcing all make sense and are very hard for them to attack. And so they're now just making things up on our behalf. The policy that we're announcing, the things that we're promising to do, are things that will make a difference on the cost of living, on jobs, on health, on homes, that will make a material difference to people's day-to-day lives. They're affordable, they're well-developed, and there's plenty more to come in that area. We've got another policy announcement coming tomorrow. But what I'm not going to do is make big sweeping promises with no idea about how we're going to deliver them. What we're promising is stuff that I know we'll be able to deliver.
Tēnā koe, look forward to the next policy announcement. What's keeping you busy in the week ahead there, Chris Hipkins?
Well, we've got a policy announcement here in Wellington tomorrow, and then I'm off up to Auckland. We've got quite a nice event, actually, the Business Hall of Fame, which is organised by the Young Enterprise Trust. That's happening on Thursday night, and then on Friday I'll be up your way in Auckland for the WAS game. So I'm looking forward to that.
We all are too. Thanks very much for joining us on the program, Chris, regularly and making yourself available for a cordial mori ora.
Yeah, mori ora. Great to talk to you, Dale.
Thanks again. Chris Hipkins, Labor leader.